Hello, we live? We're live. I assume there's sound. Should be working.
Should you check?
Well, your mute button's off, so it should be working. We won't know because the feed is like 12 seconds behind.
Okay,
15
so we'll
seconds.
just wait a minute and
So we'll just
see.
talk for a second. If they hear us, they hear us. If they don't,
Can you hear us?
we're gonna do this. See if you guys can read our lips for an hour. I don't think it's gonna
Maybe.
work. Welcome home. If you heard me, if you didn't hear me, I'm sorry.
Right, so if someone could tell us if you could hear us, that would be
If you can hear us
fantastic.
loud and clear. Yeah, sound is good. Adam said, thank you, Adam. Glad you're back in
Thank you,
Florida.
Adam. Okay, we just want to make sure because in true fashion, we usually have technical difficulties and
If there isn't, it wouldn't be the Main Street Mouse. You'd be watching another sites where stuff works.
Right. So, before we get started, any shares for this silly little video are always appreciated. Please and thank you.
Share it to everybody.
Oh,
People you
there
like, people you don't like. If you
are.
don't like them, share it twice.
Oh my goodness.
Whatever you gotta do.
All right, so do you want to do your
I
spiel?
said welcome home. Oh, the other spiel. Hello, welcome to TMSM Weekly Live Show number 98 for November 2nd, 2020. I'm Scott.
I'm Michelle.
And we have a great show for you all tonight.
Do
No.
we?
Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, now's when people usually start jumping off. So thank you for tuning in for the beginning. We appreciate that.
Yes, thank you. We have things to get caught up on, of course. But before we get started,
The Mandalorian.
no,
I
that is not
know.
on my
Because she
list.
hasn't watched it yet.
But that's not why.
Haven't watched it
Okay, but it's not on my list. If you want to do the outline, you can do the outline. All right. So anyway.
See what I deal with, people?
All right, so before we started, I just wanted to we were out doing errands and such today, and we got home. I had this lovely little Hocus Pocus card. Scott handed me an envelope, and he's like, "Here is for you." And I'm like, "Is it good news or bad news or what is it?" But it was good news. Watch, ready? Whoop. It's a pop-up Sanderson Sisters card. And it was thoughtfully given to us from Cheryl, Susan, Stacy, Frank, and Alicia. So thank
Thank
you. And
you.
these were little thank you notes from
The crew.
the meetup. Because we just had meetup weekend last week. And that's why we did not have our
Show last week.
show last week because we were live from the House of Blues on that Sunday.
Sunday.
So
And we were exhausted.
I were exhausted.
After meetup weekend, we are always exhausted. It's a long weekend.
It's very tiring.
It is.
And I
It
think a
is.
lot of it isn't just the activities themselves. I think it's the preparation of it all.
The stress.
I stress about it for like weeks beforehand. And then when it gets here, I stress a little bit more. And then when it's over, it's kind of like it took me a few days to like recover from the meetup. I want to say I still felt like crap like Thursday.
I still do today.
I'm still tired. Do you guys ever get like that? Like you have like a really busy spell and then like it takes you days to feel better.
Months, weeks, years.
Maybe as you get older, that's how it is. But I was exhausted.
We're not getting older.
Oh, sorry. But no, seriously though, I felt really, 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 really tired for days.
Couple days. It was rough. I mean, the girls
So.
came in on Thursday, so that's a never-ending party. And then they left on Monday, and then we had to get back to work. LPA, we had let go for the weekends. We had to catch up on that on Tuesday and then Wednesday, and
I don't know what you mean, a
Halloween then
party
came up.
all weekend.
Those girls like to
The
party
way
all the
we
time.
well, we did.
That was
We
my Eddie Murphy impression.
had like major like wait, it's weird because when my friends come to town, we kind of resort back to like teenagers and we like stay up late and
It's a club.
it's like a club. We have our like music playing and we don't sleep very much and we just, run our mouths and giggle and just talk a lot. But it was really nice because I don't usually get that. It's usually just us. And especially this year, we have not had any company or anything else.
Since
So
February.
yeah, since Michelle was here in
Yeah,
February.
and that was
So
another party.
and that was another party. But like we had said previously, we haven't had any visitors much this year. So it was really nice to have family in town. And it's so weird how meetup weekend, you prepare for it for so long and it's over in like blink of an eye.
And this year we prepared a lot that we couldn't do. Because there's a lot, we started preparing for it last year because it was going to be the Big 10th anniversary. TMSM meetup. And then once March hit, we realized, okay, well, what's going to be our meetup this year?
Yeah. And you know, that's what I wanted to talk about too. You know, it was meetup weekend, but it was different, you know? Like normally we have like a whole day planned, you know, like fast passes and different like
parade and fireworks.
Yeah, and like we're gonna meet to watch the parade, or we're gonna, yeah, you know, we're gonna have plans. I like to have plans. And this
she starts year, writing the list months before.
I do. And this year I was like, I was very hesitant to put a schedule together because I was worried about how we were gonna do that.
And what was gonna change.
And if people were gonna give us crap online because we had a meetup.
And they did.
But like, I think overall it went pretty darn well.
I think it went really well. The only downside was people ripping on us for having the meetup.
There's only a couple.
Because we
don't go on a tangent.
Okay, but we forced all these people to go to Epcot that day, spend money to get to the park and spend the day with us. We forced you guys to do it. So we're sorry.
We're pretty like tough like that.
From Detroit. 313.
But no, actually, you know, we had asked our people if they still felt comfortable having a meetup, mm-hmm, if they still wanted to do that, if they still, you know, and even when we got there, like I had asked them even before we took a group photo, if you guys are comfortable taking a group photo. I mean, I just didn't want anyone to feel like
they had
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So like, you know, it was different because usually we're all like, you know, together and we're like one big rowdy group having a good old time. And like everybody was a little bit separated only because it's different. Like when we went in to have lunch, as an example, you know, all the tables are spread out. So like you really couldn't, you couldn't really sit with people. Usually there's like a big pile of us together. And it just was different. And I don't want to say it was bad because I think everybody still had a really good time. We did the best that we could under the circumstances. And I think the most important part was that even with the circumstances, the way that they are right now, I believe that our extended Disney family had a good time.
I think so. And we did have really a good crowd. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was bigger, yeah, than we both anticipated it being, which we were happy that everybody, considering everything going on, you still wanted to come spend the day with us at Epcot. It was great weather.
It was a little hot, but
it wasn't raining. That was good.
It didn't rain, so that's a plus.
That was a plus.
You know, we got to see people that we haven't seen in a while. We got to meet people for the first time that were our online like friends.
Sarah's one of them.
Oh, and then to make it even better, you all know our friend Fran, who is no longer with us. Her husband Richie actually surprised us and showed up at the meetup, which
that was awesome.
Wonderful. Was awesome. And he actually, you know, he asked me to send pictures, and we took a picture with him because he still keeps like a collage of photos and such for Fran, and that you know, that the Main Street Mouse was so important to her that somebody from their family will always be there. And you know, we didn't anticipate that because, you know, it was just with the travel restrictions, yeah, and whatnot. I honestly,
and Michelle just got married, so,
and Fran's daughter Michelle just got married. So it was really, really nice. And, you know, and it's such a humbling thing that, you know, Franny has been gone since 2017, and, she's still so part of us, so much of a part of us, and to see her husband and her daughters, like they still, you know, they still partake with Main Street Mouse things because it meant so much to Fran.
Yeah, it was. We talked the day before because we didn't know. We just assumed they weren't going to make it. And mm-hmm, when we arrived there and got to the group and we saw Richie, we both kind of kind of both went right towards him.
Yeah, you know of course.
So we wanted to give him a few minutes before we got into the whole big group thing. And it was nice just to get a few minutes with him, to talk to him, and take a picture with
him.
And
he actually couldn't stay. He was only kind of rolling in just to say hi because he was getting ready to leave town again or something. But it was really nice to be able to see him. And you know, I believe we had a good time, and, you know, I had a lot of people say that they were kind of bummed out because of everything this year, that they couldn't make it to the 10-year meetup. So we decided that we will do, you know, hopefully, God willing, a bigger meetup next year.
2021, 10 years and a half, something like that.
Like 10 and a half? 10.2,
that's what we should call it.
11? I mean, you know, I just, it's so hard because you want to do the right thing and you want to make people happy and you want to be able to, you know, everybody, I think everybody just wanted that normalcy a little bit to go to a meetup and be around people and forget about, you know, how stressful of a year this has been for everybody. So I really hope that we were able to do that. And I had a good time. I was tired, but I had a really good time.
I was tired. John, I question, Mandalorian Hack Style, geekyjersey.com. Oh, where I got that from. But this year's meetup, we were worried. We didn't know what it was going to end up like. We didn't know if it was going to be a really small crowd. At one time, we didn't know if anybody was going to show up.
We thought it'd just be our friends.
We wondered. but it was wonderful. The day went off without any kind of hitches or anything. I mean, everything went smooth. We all got to ride Soarin'. We got to walk around the world together. We got to see so many people. It was a great time. I think the crowd was perfect, actually. Epcot was kind of busy.
Actually, everything at Disney's been busy.
Yeah, it has been.
I mean, it's really not like what it's been, you know, as far as less crowds. I mean, I don't know. It's but getting busier, in my humble opinion.
No, it's getting much busier, I think. And I know a lot of it has to do with the 6 feet distancing of the groups and such. But it was just fun. At one point, though, the girls were all lined up to take a picture over by Figment's ride. And there was a security officer walking towards us, and we're all kind of like, oh, he's going to ask this movie. He ended up jumping the picture with the girls, so it was kind of funny.
Yeah. So they also, you know, the very next day, we had our big 10-year anniversary show at the House of Blues.
That was awesome.
And I was actually more nerved up about meetup day than I was for the show at the House of Blues. What? Why are you grinning at me?
Because I think once you got past meetup day, that's when House of Blues became, oh, crap, this is going to happen.
Okay, so here's why. Because there was like 80 people that were going to be there. And I was nervous because it was the biggest crowd that we've had since we started doing the shows again at the Springs. And, you know, House of Blues is a big venue, and I was scared because I wanted to do a good job. I wanted House of Blues to be happy with us.
Yep.
They were actually taking our social media in California is where their main headquarters is, and they were taking and sharing our media. And I was pressured just a little bit.
It was cool, though. Because, I mean, we were doing the show. We were thanking House of Blues. And we see the comments pop up on the screen when we're doing the show. And House of Blues, thank you so much for including us. I mean, it was just awesome that their social media reached out to us. I mean, it's the House of Blues. I mean, it's not like a small – I mean, they're up there as far as one of the big companies. And
to be
able to work with them and have hopefully a long-lasting working relationship with them would be fantastic.
I would love that because the room was great. And there was like a second level that we got to – be up on where the table was, and then like everybody, all our guests were sitting below us so that I believe everybody could actually see.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when we have these shows, not everybody can see the table or we can't see you.
Right.
And it's really important that I get, because I chat, and I want to make sure that I can see who I'm talking to. What?
No, you chat.
I want to see who I'm talking to. So I thought that my allergies are terrible. I put my fingernail in my eye. I thought it was really a great place to have the show for spacing reasons. You know, the staff was great. They had a lot of social distancing, like nobody's tables were on top of each other. Like nobody complained that they didn't feel whatever, you know, as far as like the spacing goes.
And originally when we talked to the House of Blues, it was pre-COVID, pre-even worrying about anything COVID related. And they told us originally, what was it, 100 and how many
125?
125 people they said we could fit in that room. And I'm just thinking, wow, we were packed with it with social distancing in effect. I can't imagine seeing that room fully packed with no social distancing rules in effect. That would be awesome. The venue was perfect, though. The sound worked great for us inside in the venue.
No issues.
No
issues.
Maybe we're actually learning what we're doing. I'm sorry to wonder that. But no, it was a fantastic show. I got her with the biggest surprise of the 10 years of Main Street Miles.
He did get me. You want to tell him what you got me with?
You go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
You explain it.
No, you go ahead.
So I've been teasing her for weeks. Me and Sean had put together a surprise for her. And she's like, what's the surprise? Tell me the surprise. I'm like, but if I tell you, then you're going to be mad at me because I told it to you. And then you're going to be mad because I ruined the surprise.
Yeah, whenever I say I want to know the surprise, I really don't want to know the surprise. No. So don't tell me.
So we get to the show and she still doesn't know the surprise. And I think you may have even forgot about it a little.
Yeah, I was busy. I was freaking out about the show, so I kind of forgot about it.
She kept telling me, just don't embarrass me on, yeah, because I'm going to embarrass you on live feed. That's smart. I sleep and I won't wake up the next day. But what we did was we took Michelle from around the table and put her on the floor with everybody.
Put me on the floor.
Put her on the floor.
Laid me flat out on the floor.
We had a video play with a lot of our friends who were unable to attend. A lot of the people we've worked with over the years were unable to attend. Congratulating her on 10 years. So we saw our Disney reps, Jody and Courtney, Mark Daniel was on there, Joe Kelly, her radio boss.
My radio boss.
Her mom and dad, which totally got tears to her eyes because they were unable to be there. Just so many people that just, it really got her.
Scotty Too Hottie
was on it. It was fantastic. We had all get Ben.
Ben from Frozen was on. I hope you guys saw this video. If you didn't, it's on our Facebook wall. You just have to scroll back. But it was a really, really, really good video.
And I've actually got the video of her reacting while the video is playing. So I'm going to try to
Paula
merge the
recorded
two
me. Like, I was watching that. Paula recorded me. And I was, ooh. So, like, it was just, I didn't know what to expect. And like, I didn't know who was going to pop up on the screen next. So it was kind of like that old game show, like, This Is Your Life or whatever it was called. My grandparents used to talk about that. Yeah. I don't even remember when that was.
Not sure.
But anyway, so it was really cool. And then, like, there was a really short clip of my parents. And that was over for me then because I haven't seen mom and dad for a year. And seeing my parents pop up, and my dad had his Main Street Miles hat on. My mom had her anniversary t-shirt.
Yeah,
it's
kinda cool.
And it was just really cool because, like, to see them. Like, I really would love for them to come to a meetup one day because, you know, we work so hard at this. And, you know, even when I'm older now, I still want my parents to be proud of me. I know, I don't know if that sounds silly, but it's like, it matters to me what they think. And I want to do them proud, whether I'm in Michigan or if I'm here. You know, so I felt like they were with me a little bit. I think I ugly cried.
She did ugly cry. We have the video of that. So we're going to play it right now. I'm going to do is I'm going to try to sync up the two videos, the one Paula recorded of her reaction with the actual video. I'm going to try to sync it up, and I will, because you can hear the audio on her video. I'll mute it on the one side and play it on the other side so you can hear the audio. And if I can link it up right, it should look really good. I just have to have time to do it, but I will get going on that.
And it was really cool because, like, everybody said really nice things to me. I mean, well, what are they going to say, right? With you know.
Well, as you saw the B-roll that we didn't
The B-roll was like, oh, my gosh. You're just
yeah, the first one we did, we had to put all that away. We can't even show that one. There were some bad words, all kinds of
stuff. There was not.
Sean's like, we can't show this guy. We show it.
No, it was very humbling and very sweet, and I really appreciated that. And it was cool because I didn't know what was coming, so like everybody in the audience got to watch it and experience it with me,
yeah.
And the initial reaction. And even if some people didn't know who some of these people were, it was just the sentiment behind it. And it's like, you know, I think. What am I trying to say? I don't want to go off on a lecture-y thing, but you know, like sometimes you don't hear the positive things that people say. And I think sometimes, like, I know for me, I'm speaking for me, I get trapped in my own head and I'm really hard on myself. Like, oh, I could do this better or that better, or I don't do a good enough job, or our followers aren't happy with me because of A, B, and C. And then when you see people show up for you and then say nice things and they appreciate what you do, it kind of is that little bit of recharge that you need. I mean, I think that sometimes we all could use that in life.
Well, and you know? The way it came together, I mean, I reached out to the people trying to coordinate who I wanted to reach out to. Everybody I reached out to got back to me about doing it. Deb Wills was another one that got her. Just to bring all that together and let her know how many people do appreciate what she does. And that's why I had the idea to do it. And then Sean helped me with the video editing because he's much better at that than I am. And it just, it all came together so good. I was so happy. He sent it to me. I think I got it Friday night and I watched it Friday night for the first time, or maybe, yeah, it was Friday. I think I saw it. And I was just in awe because it came together so good. He did such a great job putting all those people in the order and getting it done. And it was really touching, the whole thing. And just seeing her breakdown and everything, not in a bad way, but just to see, I knew it touched her. And I knew it meant a lot to her to see her cry the way she did about it, because I knew it really got to her to see that. So I was happy it came together the way I hoped it would. I had a section in there and it took me like 99 times to record it before I finally got one that I was happy enough to send over to have put in there, because it was hard to, so much to cover. Where a lot of these people have come in and they've done a part with the Main Street Miles here or there, I've been around for the 10 years, so I see everything. And I've seen everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, the crying over bad stuff. And so it was very hard to express all that into words and do it quickly. I had like a minute, and everybody's like, "Oh, you can take longer, Scott. It's your." I'm like, "No, I don't want to take longer. I want to do it the best I can." So,
but even my besties, they even though they were sitting in front of me, they did do like a little part, mm-hmm. and then Joe and Chrissy did a part. Oh, and Corey and Lucretia
and the kids.
I can't even.
There's Joe right there.
There were so many people in there. I keep forgetting all the people that did that.
John was on there.
John.
How that part made it.
Sean. And you know, it just meant so much. So all of you that either, you know, that took the time to do that for me. I see you, Joe. You know, it meant more than I can even tell you. And I'm not going to say too much because I will cry and I'm really tired. I don't want to cry. But just know that I appreciated every kind word. I appreciated the work that you did for it. I appreciated everybody who came to the meetup. I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you how important that stuff is to me. So thank you.
It was funny because after we played the video, she kept saying to me, "Goes, we can save that, right? We can watch it later."
Because I didn't want it to go away.
I'm like, "No, the one time shot. That's it. It's gone. Nobody else."
Because it was such a okay. So you have to understand. So I'm watching this. It's a surprise. I'm ugly crying. I'm having a hard time taking it all in because it was just all like, it was like a ton of bricks. So I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I want to make sure that I can go back and watch that again when I'm not ugly crying and I can actually soak it all in. So I watched it a few more times.
We actually put it on our TV here.
Yeah, we got home. We put it on the TV.
Yep.
So I could see it. And he wanted me to be able to actually enjoy it. And, something that I will always treasure, and I really appreciate that. So, you know, so what could have been like a different kind of meetup ended up turning out to be
a great meetup.
And I'm already looking forward to next year because, you know, like I said, you know, hopefully next year things are much better.
And we're already talking with Becky about next year to do something big and to make up for not being able to do big stuff this year. So she's got some big plans. We can't say anything yet, but hopefully soon we can start putting out details about it. When are we looking at? November next year?
November.
Early November, I think it is.
Well, for a simple reason that Corey Tucker will have a meltdown. Studio meltdowns if we don't go when he can go.
She was really sad about the whole weekend was Corey wasn't there.
I was. No, you know what's so funny is I actually thought Corey was going to pop up at some point during that weekend. Like, I thought Corey was the surprise.
I told Lucretia and the kids. I offered to put Lucretia and the kids in the house. They kissed. They
were both. Oh, my gosh. I know, right?
Leave Corey. He's got to
leave
work.
Corey. He's all right.
Come have fun.
So meetup weekend, great. I love you guys. Thank you, whether you watched at home or you were there with us. Just thank you. That's all I can say is thank you.
And for all those who it was your first meetup, I know Bobby, this was his first one he came out for.
Sarah was her first. There was a lot of new people.
Which was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was awesome that we had some first timers. Mm-hmm. People, what's great about the meetup though, is it's just not people who live in Florida that come to our meetup. The girls from Michigan, Stacy from Michigan,
yeah,
came to the meetup. But then our Florida crew was all there. And it's just so nice to see everybody who makes it in for that week. It's like, we're that important that they actually come for our meetup.
I don't know if we're important.
I don't know if it's just a coincidence.
Maybe. But thank you, everybody, so much for that. What else has been going on was Halloween. Which also, speaking of things that are different, I know, but you know what?
I know. Christmas is here.
Christmas.
Time for Mariah Carey to start singing.
Right. So Halloween, it was just weird. Another thing, because, you know, were people going to trick or treat? You know, it seemed like every place else, every place you ask or you see people talking online, like who's trick or treating, who's not, who's doing, you know, this and that. And I knew our neighborhood wasn't going to be anything going on.
We didn't have a lot last year when everything.
We don't have a lot of kids regular, in this neighborhood.
So, yeah, so it wasn't that we weren't home. And we had like four people come to our door the whole night.
Yeah.
And they were all together.
Yeah. So one of our friends and staffers, Melissa, she invited us to her neighborhood because her neighborhood at Halloween time reminds me of Hocus Pocus. And the part that reminds me of Hocus Pocus is when I was a kid, I loved the scenes in Hocus Pocus where they're trick-or-treating, mm-hmm, and you see kids running on the street and decorations everywhere. And I think it's a nostalgia of old time Halloween. I mean, I don't know if it's how it is now.
I think it was cool that Ronnie dressed up as Michael Myers, so he was trying to.
And my friend Paula she loves Michael Myers.
Loves him. She has a tattoo of him on her back.
Paula Cunningham, if you ever want to send her messages with Michael Myers jokes.
If you need her address to mail
pictures,
her stuff, and give it to you.
She would love to have her inbox have Michael Myers in it.
If you just want to go post on her page, Michael Myers.
Michael Myers. Gifts Paula plus Michael it. Myers.
Yeah.
So.
It's her spirit villain. It's her spirit murderer.
I swear to God. I'm going to get hate mail if I haven't already.
No, not cool.
Not cool. I hate you. No, you don't. Paula. Okay, I can't tease you till next year, right?
Yeah, you've got 360 days off.
What are Michelle Perna and I going to do till next Halloween?
Put a Santa Claus hat on Michael Myers.
We could do Perna. I hope you're watching because I think Santa hats with Michael Myers might be a thing. We're gonna look into that.
I think next year at Melissa and Ronnie's, we should all like dress like Hocus Pocus people, like the pictures I did. So me and Ronnie could be Ice and Jay.
Okay, so this is
Chuckabee Master.
Okay, but here's the thing. I have a Sarah Sanderson costume. I bought it 2 years ago, but it was too hot to wear it because it was like hot. And we went to the Halloween party at Magic Kingdom and it was like disgusting hot. And I was going to wear my Sarah Sanderson costume and I couldn't find it because it's still in the bag. I've never worn it.
Who knows where it is?
So I had like this villain's dress. I decided to wear that instead. But anyway, back to her neighborhood. It was like Hocus Pocus, like kids and nostalgia and all this really cool stuff. So it was kind of like, speaking of a little bit of normal, it reminded me of just old time normal type of thing, you know?
Seeing the parents walk around with the kids, which is something I haven't seen. It seems like kids just kind of go on their own now. Except early.
It was nice to see families walking around and doing the trick or treat and happy Halloween and all that good stuff. But the next day, actually, I think we were joking like before midnight.
Midnight, Melissa put the last piece of candy in and she goes, jingle bell, jingle bell. Really?
So Melissa had a Jack Skellington blow up and she went in the house and she got a Santa hat to put on her Halloween blow
up. But that works because he carries over.
He does.
Jack Skellington can be out there from August 1st till December 31st. He's good.
Like he does. But the whole thing is that I think, and I don't know why is it. Why is it that Halloween just seemed like super long?
It starts in August. So you have 3 months of Halloween. Christmas, you only have November and December. That's it. If Christmas actually started October 1st, you'd be tired of it by December 1st.
I don't know.
I think you would.
No, because I mean, I always love the Halloween season. But okay, so.
But you were tired of it early October.
Kind of. And you know what I think it is? It's just, it's so hot here and it doesn't feel like Halloween. We got some cool weather today.
Yeah, it was cool.
And like that my kids went outside and mind you, it was like low 70s and they were like, oh my God.
I actually wore my jersey and I did not sweat today wearing my jersey.
I have long sleeves on today. I mean, that doesn't usually happen. So, but our winter here is really nice. So I think that's what I was most looking forward to, cooler temperatures. Not to mention, I really do love Christmas decorations. I mean,
I'm not going to say she's not started decorating, but she has. Like, there's a Christmas tree 2 feet from us.
Okay, so the trees are not up yet. That's false.
Because they're in the rafters and Andrew hasn't climbed up there. There is a tree right there. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Do you want to see my tree? Hold on. Hold my notebook.
Hold my poodle.
Look. Okay, you ready? There you go. Wait. Gotta get his face right.
There you go. Turn around.
Is this not the coolest tree? Are you going to see it? Turn it.
You see the lights? It hasn't turned on there yet. There you go.
Red light.
We got zero on the top. You got an Oogie ornament back here. Which I don't know why Oogie's in the back.
Yeah, why is Oogie in the back? Okay, so Oogie's in the back of the tree.
We bought this at Walgreens like a month and a half ago.
It was a couple of weeks ago. It wasn't a month and a half ago.
2.5 years ago.
It was not. And Walgreens, it was like $10.
$9.99.
And I think that was mismarked because it sure did seem as though this tree is worth way more than $9.99.
We went up to pay because there was no price tag on it. We're like, how much is this?
They just got them in.
We're expecting $19.99, $24.99. And the manager came and goes, $9.99.
Oh, $9.99.
We'll take more. We'll take six more.
All right, hold on. Let me shut this thing off. Okay, so anyway, back to Christmas decorations.
Look, Jimmy's ready to put up decorations too. Jimmy, you can come over here and help Michelle.
See, Jimmy, you get me. I mean, I always like to decorate early. I usually wait until like later in the first week of November. But I couldn't wait to like pull my Halloween stuff down and start pulling out Christmas. I mean, I have my Santa Mickey Mouse like rug in the front.
We had everything put away yesterday.
Oh yeah, like let's get those pumpkins.
That's why our displays behind us look empty because there's nothing on there.
Yeah, so our decorations in our house look really, really, really bare because they were all filled with pumpkins and hocus pocus stuff, and now it's time for Christmas. And you know who agrees with me, right? Disney, because the very next morning,
they Christmas never do tree. That. They never.
Now usually, okay, so Magic Kingdom had the Christmas tree up. They had the wreaths. There's the toy soldiers up front. There's all of these things.
And I have a reason why I think they were able to do it that quick.
Why?
Because they didn't have to put away hardly any Halloween.
Ah.
If you're doing the light post, which is where the pumpkins were, they're going to take them off to put the Christmas thing there. So people are already working there. You didn't have all the scarecrows up front. So that was easy to come in there. They didn't have to put on any other Halloween stuff. It's just put the tree up.
But that was really fast because previous years, like they would start with a tree They would start with the wreaths. And then like by the end of the week before the castle lighting, which we don't have this year, they would have the tree up. Well, like boom, like everything was
up
yesterday.
Because it was always the first party was that Friday and you're waiting. Is the tree up? Because you would always check. Is the tree up today? Is the tree? We got to go see it before the party. And it was already.
So I will totally like call myself out. Did not go to the Magic Kingdom to see the decorations. However, I knew people that did. So like today tomorrow I'll put them up, but I have pictures from Jackie, one of our staffers that was there. And then yesterday I found out that they put up the tree. So I don't delete photos ever. So I just found the tree from last year and posted that because it's the same tree. It's the same tree. I just haven't had time to go do it because we've been busy.
But are we going to try to go there this week?
I don't know.
One day. I think we have a reservation one of these days.
I don't know. It's just one of those things that, I didn't know it would be this soon because the holiday festivities, whatever, like the cavalcades, stuff like that isn't supposed to start till November the 6th. So I didn't think there would be anything. I thought like the 6th would be their goal date to get right. the stuff out.
Like everything debut that morning.
Yeah. Kind of like they did for Halloween. So the 6th at Magic Kingdom, the Cavalcade start. I don't know if they're doing anything at the studios. I know they have the holiday dining, and I think they have a little bit of decoration.
They probably have it in that lake. Echo Lake there where they did it.
Yeah.
Put the tree. But Joanne made a good point. The parks close early, so they actually have more time.
Ah.
It closes at 6 o'clock.
That's a really good point. That's a really good point.
The crew in there to work, and they work until 8:30, 8 o'clock the next morning. They have 13 hours to get it done.
But everybody was fascinated that everything was done, like, that quickly. So, I mean, I was excited, even though I haven't seen it yet. I think, you know, everybody rips on me every year because I like to decorate for Christmas early, and I will keep my tree up till like January, like early January. 30th. No, it's not the 30th. But I really feel, and I feel this every year, but I think this year even more so, if decorating for Christmas makes you happy, then do it.
So why didn't you do it last month?
Because I was still in Halloween mode.
But you were kind of losing the Halloween love. Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, my whole point is that my endorsement is if you feel that it will make you happy to put up your tree, then you do that. You know, deck your halls.
Whatever makes you happy.
Whatever makes you happy. Because we're going to be working on it.
You want to send Michael Myers pictures to Paula all day long? You go for it.
You do that. And you find him in a Santa hat so we can make it festive for her.
We're going to get Ronnie to come over here in costume and put the Santa hat on. We'll record new videos.
She's gonna kill us. Okay. Okay. So decorations are up. At Magic Kingdom, but also, holiday merchandise, of course, is everywhere. So we've been like busy, but I ran over to the Springs really quickly just to get a quick video of World of Disney. You know, the big section on the side that was Halloween. Now it's all the Christmas stuff. And
Jack keeps jumping up.
Okay, sorry, that's Jack. Ava's upstairs with Andrew. But I wanted to show you really quick just a couple of things because I'm ready to deck our halls. But look at thank you. That's a little towel set that they have. And then, you know, it's a big towel set. It's not like the regular smaller ones. And then, like, isn't it cute? Now, mind you, I don't know about you, but these kind of towels, I won't use them. They're decoration.
She doesn't pull the tags off sometimes.
Sometimes. I'm like, do not wipe your hands on these towels. You know, these are decorative towels.
If you're making chili or something, don't use that.
Oh, no.
Because you won't make it for Christmas.
That's right. House. You better not wipe your chili hands on my pretty towels. Let's see. Why?
Yeah.
No, because our comments aren't loaded.
Yeah, it's just because where the cursor is.
Okay, so that, and then, okay, so you guys know how every year they have the, like, purchase with purchase tote bag. But nothing has been like it's supposed to be this year. So here's this year's tote bag. But instead of, like, right now, this is just right now. Because they duped me at Halloween too. Like I bought the regular price tote for $20. And then instead of making it purchase, they marked it down to like $12. So it's like, what are they going to do with this one this year? I don't think it's purchase with purchase. If they go the way they did for Halloween, this is going to be on sale. And then I spent too much money again.
But here's you'll buy another one because you can never have too many tote bags.
So, okay, that's really stupid of me because I bought the Halloween tote that was $20.
I know.
And then I went back like not that long after and they were $12. And then the lady's like, would you like a tote for $12? And he's like, she already has one. I'm like, no, I have the $19.
Because they're different. It's tote.
It wasn't different. It's just, I'm just saying. So, but yeah. So usually it's like the purchase. Whatever. Just
spend $40, get there for
$20. But who the heck knows what's going to happen? But
and there wasn't. Like, you could just buy the bag for $20. It didn't matter.
Yeah, you didn't have to buy anything.
Because you bought that, a pillow, and the tossel.
I did buy a pillow and a tossel. So. But see, now, you know, annual pass holder problems, our 30% discount is no longer. So.
Not buying anything else with less.
Hey, he teases me because the 30%, like when we get 30%, I think it's a big deal and I'll go shopping. And he's like, it's an extra 10%. Who cares? I'm like, I care.
I care about big priced items. If I'm saving an extra 30 cents on the item, I don't really care.
I totally care. All right. Oh, back to my notebook. Sorry. All right. Let's see what else. Oh, we also, real quick, shameless plug. We got in our Christmas leggings for Last Princess Apparel. So we have buffalo plaid, and we have, this is fantastic. It's kind of hard to see, but you can see all the really cute Christmas stuff. It says it's the most wonderful time to wear ears. We have face mask and leggings for this, and another like bows type of thing.
Trendy holiday
bows. Trendy holiday bows. And these have a mask as well. And then we added novelty socks to our collection. So we have socks for men, women, and kids. So we have socks. We have new masks. We have new leggings. And we will have dresses coming here soon. So
very soon.
But yeah, so these leggings are adorable. This is just a couple of them. There are more on the site at lastprincessapparel.com. So,
if nothing sold out already.
Oh, there's Christmas cookie ones too. Okay, so what else?
And we have the jeggings that look like jeans, but they're not. Like patches.
Yes. So there's I was wearing them earlier. They look like jeans. I swear, look just like jeans. But then like in the rip, like it's not really a rip. It's a pretend rip.
It's a pretend rip.
There's buffalo plaid in the blue ones. It looks just like jeans. And then
I like the other
ones. The black ones, the jeggings, have Haunted Mansion pictures peeking through the
like the Haunted Mansion wallpaper. I put it through the hole so it looks like it's showing through.
Yeah.
It turned out really good.
So yeah. Shop small. We
Stacey's
appreciate
still
the business.
On the plane.
Hi, Stacey.
She's on the plane, so tune in later.
Okay. So yeah, really cute stuff. I'm really happy with how they came up. So I also wanted to mention that last week they announced that the virtual queue for Rise of the Resistance changed. So normally you had to be in the park to get the early reservation.
Right. You had to be actually have scanned your magic band and got it into the park with your pass to be
with the people that were with you.
Yes, with your party.
Yes.
If anybody of your party wasn't in, you couldn't get the reservation yet.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So so as of November 3rd, which is tomorrow, guests with park reservations or annual pass holders can, starting at 7 a.m. to try to get a boarding pass, and you don't have to be in the park.
Right.
So you could be at home or at your resort and at 7 a.m. and you can sign up for a boarding pass from home.
Now,
or resort.
I didn't read the article.
Of course not.
Does it say, like, the window for your boarding group, you'll know your window?
Ooh, I don't know.
I'm just curious because I'm not going to get there. If I know I have a reservation. And
there's got to be a way.
To check.
That, like, if they tell you, maybe, you know what, maybe they tell you to come there between such and such time.
Yeah, and then you're just good to get on.
Yeah, but you don't have to be in the park at 7 in the morning or whatever.
See, so, Heidi, now you can be there because you don't have to be there at 7 a.m.
Yeah, so now you can do it from home or your resort.
Yep.
So, here's the catch. 2 o'clock. So, you know how they have, like, the 2 o'clock
window.
You have to be in the park for the 2 o'clock window. You cannot do that one from home.
Right.
So the earlier one, you can be home or at the hotel. The later one, you have to be in the park at 2.
Yeah. So if you miss out on the earlier one from home, you're like, okay, I'll wait until 2 o'clock. I'll try again. You better be to the park by then.
Yeah, you got to be at the park by then. But this I think is going to help people like myself who are not early birds. Like I'm not a morning person,
which is weird because we're always up in touch.
That doesn't matter. If I wake up at home, that's different. Like if I don't have any place to go, it doesn't bother me so much. Right. But like, if I know I have some place to be in the morning, I sleep terrible the night before because I worry about not.
Like when she
up.
Used to have to go to the radio station.
Oh, radio nights were the worst. Oh my gosh. Actually, I didn't sleep. So Thursday night, I was told I had to call the radio station Friday morning to do my Disney segment, and I didn't sleep. And I don't even know why, because I've been doing this for 2.5 years. I should have no anxiety over it at this point, but I still do a little bit. And then I screwed up because, like, it was really dry in the house, and I've been talking for, like, 2 weeks straight, and I kind of, like, choked a little bit.
It was a lot worse than she – or it wasn't as worse as she thought it was.
Did you hear that? It's a lot worse than I thought.
It wasn't bad at all, actually.
But yeah, my allergies have been crappy. My throat's been dry. I'm not sick. It's just one of those things, I guess.
So it's being worn out.
Just don't like mornings. See, Robert Carlson, you can be an early bird yet hate the mornings. Yeah, see? Robert gets it.
But Robert would go ride Rise of the Resistance if he had an opportunity. Right, Robert?
Robert, would you get up early to go ride Rise of the Resistance? I like the idea of reserving from home much better. I think it was a really good thought out plan. I like it. For us non-morning people.
Gosh. So Susan said, it tells you approximately what time to be there and you can get virtual at 7. So as long as your time is, okay.
All right.
Well, so it does. It tells you on the app when you need to go there. Your dang skippy's eating Robert's there. Shane, it used to be the term nearby in the article about the 40, yeah.
So I think it's something new that they're trying out too. Because a lot of, do you remember when they opened Rise of the Resistance? There was a lot of fuss over at the studios because people would get there early and still couldn't get on the ride, or the ride would break down, or they got there early, but then they had to wait till the 2 o'clock time, right? And they still didn't get it.
Because weather would knock it out or whatever happened.
So I don't know. But yeah, so that's new. We're laggy.
Look at that. We got really laggy.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird that it went to that. It was running fine. I guess it's the time we got in the show pretty soon.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, we're almost done. We're almost done talking.
Hopefully it'll clear up here. I don't know why it went blurry.
Can you guys see us okay?
We can. We're just blurry. Just gotta figure out why it's not. Yeah, we're plugged in.
All right.
That's weird.
So,
sorry about that.
All right, so on a sadder note, last week, a lot of the performers were put on, were laid off at Disney, and it was for show performers.
Yeah, entertainment team.
Yeah, it was, so these shows are on hiatus right now. Festival of the Lion King, the Nemo musical, Monsters, Inc., Laugh Floor, Citizens of Hollywood, Indiana Jones Spectacular, Hoop-Dee-Doo Review, The Citizens on Main Street, Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast Live. Now, these cast members are going to have an option for callback till 2022. And also, some other cast members were given the option to relocate to a different area. I don't know about performers, though. So I really hope that somehow all this resolves itself and people can get back to work, because you know, the cast members that do the shows in the greeting and the entertaining, you know, they're the ones who really bring the extra magic to people. Because like, you go to other theme parks and it's rides and shopping and food and that's it. And I think that that's what puts Disney aside from other theme parks, because there is that extra magic. There is that extra, oh my gosh, Royal Friendship Fair, the castle show. I think it's just things that, anything that they think is going to create a crowd. But the parks are busier now. And the cavalcades kind of created a crowd.
It's a quick crowd, though.
Yeah.
That's what the difference is. I know, I've always said that it's the cast members that make the Disney what mm-hmm. it is. It's not the rides, it's not the restaurants, it's not the merchandise. It is the cast members to go out of their way to make your experience magical. And we still have the cast members in the shops and the restaurants and the rides and such, but we're losing the entertainment side, which is a lot of those things that were like, when you go there, like, wow, you know, that you get that wow moment from those cast members. So it's really sad. I've reached out to a few of my friends who are cast members, and a couple of them were fortunate not to be in the list. We're actually trying to work on something to do a fundraiser for them. We're working on something, us and Sean, to put something together here in the next week or two. So hopefully we'll be able to pull that off. But right now, just remember these people.
The holidays are coming.
So it's a horrible time for this to happen for them.
It makes it all the worse. I mean, it's never a good time for these things to happen. And then when these things happen right before the holiday season, you know, my first thought is like, I'm a fixer and a helper. And we started talking about it. I'm like, what about their holiday dinners, like Thanksgiving dinner, you know, stuff for Christmas, you know, it's just a concern, you know, because if there's anything that people can do to reach out and help somebody else, especially at this time of year, I think it's super important.
Yeah.
But Cast Member Pantry is, you can still donate to them.
And Cast Giving is another
one. Cast Giving does the food. So it's under Cast Giving.
Yeah, and Cast Giving is actually working on making baskets of food for the holidays for these people. So they're putting together that. So they take donations. You can bring them food or you can make a cash donation for them to go buy the items they need. And Castmember Pantry as well, that they you can go on there. They have an Amazon list that you can go on. You can shop right from the list. It'll get delivered to them.
You don't even have to do anything. You can shop online and it gets sent right to them. And then they do the donations and such.
And you may have seen Josh Gad put out something the other day for Castmember Pantry that kind of went viral that he was going to give to those. And we fully understand this year some people just can't afford to give.
It's a rough year for a lot of people.
But if you can, even $5, $10 does help. And if you can give, it's great if you can. Like I said, we're working on something. Hopefully we'll have something to announce.
And if we don't have that necessarily, we can always do something and put out like links to donate. Right. I remember, like, we're almost done, but I'll sidebar for just a second. When I was a kid, my dad was always very much about teaching you to be appreciative and thankful for what you have. And we weren't rich or anything, but there was a year that my dad signed us up to bring a Thanksgiving dinner to somebody in downtown Detroit. There was families that had signed up. And I remember he brought my brother and I, we were young, and we brought Thanksgiving dinner to these people. And I'll never forget that because of, you know, the house they lived in, it was cold and it was, you know, it was run down, and you just knew that they didn't have a lot. And we brought them a turkey and gravy and stuffing and rolls. And, you know, it was such a great feeling. And then when we started, like, when you go at Christmas time and you could go and, you know, pick a star off a tree and buy presents for a child that isn't going to have a Christmas. I mean, I think all of that stuff just kind of goes together. I remember when we started the Main Street Mouse, we had nothing, you guys, like nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, we were not wealthy either. Mm-hmm. And the first few years, I actually sent gifts to families who needed it. Like, I go to the Disney store and buy things. And I just think it's important if we can just do a little bit. You just don't know what a difference you can make in somebody's life by just these little acts of kindness.
And to jump on what Michelle had said, I was actually one of those families that stuff was brought to growing up. We were very poor, just me and my mom. And I remember Goodfellas knocking on the door at the holidays, and they brought us a box of food and they brought toys and they did all this stuff. And they brought a Santa Bear back in the days when
they had the Santa Bear.
And I just remember my mom crying, and I was like, why are you crying? This is awesome that they bring us stuff like this. And I didn't understand. And I think that's why now to this day, I don't get excited about Christmas and the presents. You can ask Michelle. I don't like getting the presents and stuff. I'd rather give to other people. And it's one of my things is that I always want to give back. And even today, there was a guy outside of our office who was homeless. And I went and I talked to him for like 15 minutes and gave him what I had. It's just taking time to make a difference in somebody's life, in my opinion. And if you can give back, you can give back. Even like this gentleman today, I don't know, he's 77 years old, homeless.
Veteran.
He was a POW. I mean, we talked for 15 minutes. Very educated in the way he spoke and everything. Yet I'm sitting there going, why are you on the streets? Why is this happening to you? But just a really nice guy. And just he was trying to make me smile and thank him for – he kept thanking me over and over for helping him. But it just touched me. And Michelle, she knows how I am. When I see anybody homeless, I try to help if I can, if we have it with us.
Well, we actually – between – us, we have a deal with God that if we see somebody in need and we have cash on us, we give them every time. Yep. Whether we have $2 in our wallet or if we have $20 in our wallet. And when we pulled into the office this morning, we thought there were shopping carts left on the side. And I looked at him, I said, oh my God, that belongs to somebody. So we went in the office and it was bothering us. And within 30 seconds, he was out giving. Because that he needed that, and come to find out, he didn't have any money. He was cold, and somebody just bought him a coffee.
Yeah, he tried. So. There was a Burger King in the parking lot of our office, and he said he went in there, and the manager wouldn't even give him 54 cents. And he said the old manager used to give it to him, then he could pay him when he had money. He said this one. So fortunately, there was somebody else there who bought his coffee for him that morning. That's how.
So, he wasn't going to have any money till tomorrow, and so come to find out, the money that we gave him is. you know,
get him through today.
Get him through today until he has money tomorrow. I guess I'm only telling you this because I think there's so many people in need this year. A little bit goes a long, long way, you guys. And not just cast members, but anybody in your community. So if you can do a little bit, just kind of keep other people in mind.
And you don't ever know their story. You don't know why they might be homeless. You don't know. I know a lot of people jump to conclusions. Oh, drugs, alcohol, whatever it is. But we really don't know. And talking to this man, I didn't smell alcohol on him.
It was like, he just was very down on his luck. And we felt terrible. And I think that if he's, I will probably give him something every time we see
him. I will. As long as I have it, I will always make sure. I think his best part for him today was just having somebody to talk to for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just wanted to talk, and he kept saying, "I know you have to go to work, but this, and I wasn't trying to rush out of there. She didn't know what I was doing.
Like, where did he go?
He's getting beat down by the guy.
No. It was like, where did he go? Did he decide to go get food without me? Where did he go? So it's just one of those things. I totally did not mean to come off as preachy whatsoever. I just feel bad for a lot of people right now.
Lucretia is good. I love the saying, you'll never look into the face of
someone that God doesn't love.
That's such a good statement.
That's
a good one. I'm glad you shared that. Thank you.
Yes. And you know, the thing is that, you know, we know I'm not perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has things that they're not proud of, but you can always do better. You can always make changes for the better. And you can always, you know, there's always second chances. And if you can learn from your past and do better and do good things for other people, I'm telling you, it means everything.
It does. It's the biggest reward you can get. You can just tell that smile on somebody's face, or just that relief that, okay.
And it makes you feel good too. So long story short, we're going to try to do something for the holidays this year. Yep. So I would really, really, I hope that we could come up with something. At least, like, I like that cast giving, because that they're going to give Thanksgiving dinners to cast members. Do they do Christmas too?
I think that's the plan, is to do Christmas. Right now, I think they're focusing on Thanksgiving. I think they've already got a deal worked out with somebody for turkeys, if they raise enough money. And they put on their site, box stuffing, box potatoes.
Stuff that easy
canned
to
vegetables,
donate.
Just whatever they can put in a bag. And I know Cast Member Pantry put out a thing yesterday that they just had bags and bags and bags of food that they had. And Publix, I think, donated the bags that they're putting
in. Oh, that's
in.
Really cool.
Publix, so they're like those
a lot of do-gooding going on.
So it just, you always got to remember there's somebody's lot worse
Somebody
off than
always
you are.
Has it worse.
And like I said, we both went through different scenarios. She got to see it from the being helped. I was the one being helped growing up. So we both kind of just had that heart that we just want to help other people if we can.
Yeah. So we'll definitely let you guys know of these type of things if you want to reach out and help, so that people can at least have food for the holidays. A Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner means a whole lot to a lot of people. And sometimes it's things we take for granted. So, so stay tuned for that, because we will definitely let you know. Definitely. I think that's it, because it's like we're getting to be 8:00.
We are there. It is time to shut this off.
So, anything else?
I think so. I think we're good now. For this.
After we got all sad and a little preachy at the end. But
now we're going to leave you with something to think about.
No, I am like that. Anyway, so thank you guys so much for all the support that you give us. Thank you so much for all your love meetup weekend and all the stuff that, you know, you support that we do, because we could not do it without you.
No.
And we will have definite bigger plans for next year. You know, we're just trying to do what we can.
They're in the works.
Get by.
We have lots of stuff coming, so just stay tuned. Sean's working hard. We got him.
Poor Sean.
Poor Sean. What he signed up for.
He seems to enjoy it. So.
He does enjoy it. He keeps coming back for more, so I guess he likes the abuse.
Okay, you guys, have a wonderful evening and a great week. And take care, be safe, and we will see you real soon.
Take care, guys.